This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of What's on Your Mind, sadly taking to the airwaves to talk about murder by terrorism once again, and the war on terror continuing once again. I don't know about you, but whenever any of these happen, I feel like I'm tied in knots because I'm so frustrated that we are not adequately fighting it. We're not adequately defending freedom. We talked about that before the July 4th weekend. You know, are we... We all agree freedom is so precious. It's easy to go to a fireworks celebration and grill on some hot dogs and hamburgers and go to a picnic and take off for the weekend and head to the lake and just celebrate that, freedom, right? It's a whole nother thing to have the stomach to defend it. And recognize that it needs to be defended, and I see France as an attack on us. Whether the blood is running in the streets of Nice, France, or in a club in Orlando, this is a war. It's aimed at us. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just a crazy warmonger. That's what I am. I don't know. I don't think we're adequately fighting it. I mean, you lay your head on the pillow at night thinking, we got this? We're doing this? I don't know. I'm just sick to my stomach. You know, how many times have you been in a crowd? Like those people were in Nice, France, walking from a Bastille celebration. Just put yourself in a July 4th celebration. You go to the July 4th community event, parade, whatever. You're leaving in this mob of people. Just imagine you're pushing a stroller. You got another one of the kids by the arm. Wife next to you, and here comes a truck, 40 miles an hour, some madman behind the wheel that's got guns and fake grenades in the camp, weaving in and out of traffic, acting as though human beings are pinballs, pins at a bowling alley, plowing them down. Put yourself there. Because this war is against us. This is a war against the West, folks. It is. And we are playing beanball. It's just incredible. One French media outlet, Paris Match, now reporting that ISIS has claimed responsibility. Yet to be an official confirmation there. Pro-ISIS groups are celebrating this. 84 dead. They're celebrating. So many stories of the kids, two Americans confirmed, a father and a 11-year-old boy. 50-some-year-old dad, 11-year-old little boy. That could be you or I. With his son, leaving a fireworks celebration. Strollers strewn everywhere. Even little baby dolls these kids had along. Man, this makes me sick. Makes me sick. So, President Obama is scheduling a press conference later today. Todd, did you see what the agenda was? Is it true that it's semi-tractor trailer control? What are you planning to announce?
I didn't even...
Was that a poor attempt at humor right there?
A poor attempt at humor, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
We have another texter who, you know, that one came from an email, actually. Randall says, one would assume semi-tractor trailer control is next on the liberal agenda. Another texter says, it sounds to me we need more truck-free zones or maybe ban trucks altogether. You know, it's difficult to have any kind of sense of humor after something like this. But seriously, that's how stupid some of the ideas are to take on terrorism. It really is. Because Nobody's going to blame the truck in this case. Nobody is going to blame the truck in this case. How is it any different than blaming the gun? I take these things as wake-up calls. That those of us with common sense stand up to the stupidity when you hear answers like that that are coming. Is this an attack on us? Do you see this as an attack on us? Are we adequately fighting the war? Or is this, it's France. Another attack of France. They got a problem there. Doesn't bother me. I welcome your opinion today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Manny and Matt got you covered behind the scenes. When you call today, you'll chat with Manny. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. I have entertainment east and west for lucky winners today. We have some state fair passes for some of the entertainment there. We also have tickets for Moon Dance Jam. You know what Moon Dance Jam is, Todd? Is it North Dakotan?
Minnesota camping and music and stuff. It's the 25th Moon Dance Jam, as a matter of fact.
It's a little like Wii Fest, but they have... They have, the rock bands. And the lineup is unbelievable. I mean, I saw Loverboy, and they had me at Loverboy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in fact, 1 week from today, Chicago, or Springfield, Loverboy, Little River Band, and Foghat. There's a kind of a rock lineup on Thursday, Godsmack, Bush, Chevelle, Kix, Firehouse. And Saturday, the 23rd, Boston, next Saturday, Boston, 6 a.m., Queensryche, Blues Traveler, and Thunderstruck, which I'm guessing is an AC/DC tribute thing.
So now I could go see Chicago at Moondance and see him again at Huskfest. I'm loving life there.
There you go. Loverboy,
Rick Springfield, a lot of them. So we have discount tickets for Moondance on our website, am1100theflag.com, if you want to check it out. Just click the Shop Our Store. And, of course, State Fair tickets as well. You guys have those discount tickets, too, K-Fire, don't you? On different things.
Different things, yeah. I mean, come, first saved and all that stuff, you know?
Exactly right. All right, so let's get to the phones. We have a lot of open phone time today. Justin Fisk at the end of the program to give us a little more Dora update. Do a couple of those a week just to let you know what's happening, especially when we get close to the weekend, because once you take it in what's happening at Medora. Let's just chat about all this. Besides the questions I have for you on France, I also want to know your thoughts on, it looks as though, if we're to believe all these sources, that Mike Pence is the guy. Donald Trump was supposed to announce his pick today on the show, during the show. I think he was planning it for us, actually, and that was very nice of him. But this attack in France thwarted that, so he's pushed back his announcement now. I think it'll happen tomorrow. But it looks like it's Mike Pence. Okay?
Surprised by that one?
A little. I like Mike Pence, but we can talk more about that as we go. But it sounds like it came down to two, Mike Pence and Newt Gingrich, and Paul Manafort, the campaign manager for Trump, has said he's made his decision up now, late yesterday, offered it to Mike Pence. Mike Pence has until noon today to withdraw in his race for governor in Indiana. So it literally has to happen today by noon. So if he withdraws, that tells you, well, pretty likely, although I guess he could be doing something else with the administration. For some reason, I still think there might be a surprise there, where they're being coy with us here. I don't know why I think that, but I do. But we'll see. But we have that as well. And by the way, yesterday was fantastic with your ideas, and they kept coming in after the show on ways the state could save money. Proactive ideas on how the state could save and shave that $300 billion shortfall. Many of them that would last beyond one election. So keep those coming, too. Anything on your mind, have at it on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Pat in Wilton, you're first. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm always amazed at how these guys turn tools that we use every day against us. I mean, planes, trucks. I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before we have enough of them here, and we have our own France going on here.
How could you not be worried about that? Say that again, Pat?
I just don't understand the logic. I mean, I don't get it, you know. It just, these people have been fighting for thousands of years. I mean, that's all they know, I think. So I don't understand why we would be bringing them over here by the boatload. And not even knowing what they are, if they're terrorists or not.
Totally understand that sentiment, Pat. And can anybody possibly not think?
I mean, I drive a truck, and I see where a truck occasionally will hit a deer. And it's a heck of a mess. I can't imagine what that must have looked like over there.
Oh, I know. It just makes you sick. Makes you sick. And, you know, again, rather than worry about the truck or the gun or anything else, let's start worrying about the heart and the head and deal with it straight up. Thanks, Pat. Nick, you're next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamus, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
North Dakotans are protected from secondhand smoke in public places. But where you live can be putting you at risk. If you live in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, it can travel through ventilation systems and even walls, putting you at higher risk of heart disease, cancer, and stroke. If your building isn't completely smoke-free, neither you nor your loved ones are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. For help making your building smoke-free, visit SmokeFreeHousingND.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Newsflash, the Democrats are now considering banning all motor vehicles. They're as bad as assault weapons, so they have to go.
Yeah, we beat you to that joke, but I hear you. I think this is a fine thing to discuss in the middle of this because maybe it'll cut short some of the stupidity that's out there. Back on What's on Your Mind, we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. And I want to remind you, next week, Tuesday in Mandaree, Thursday in Stanley, And also the middle day, Wednesday, a big, fun fishing derby on the big water off the Four Bears Casino Marina there. There's a lot of fun planned. The Cook Fest, the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest are happening next week. And the schedule, you get to the point now where you need more than the day and the exact time. You want to know what's going on, chapter and verse, right? Well, for one, there's great entertainment. That's one thing I want you to know. There is a whole lot of great entertainment. They really do a nice job. In Stanley, I'm sorry, Mandarie's first. Mandarie on the 19th, that's Tuesday. From 2 until 4, they have these Bakken information sessions. They'll be at the Mandarin Community Center. Randy Phelan, who's a councilman there, Ron Nessa of the Petroleum Council, Kathy Nessa and Nessa Consulting, Len Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and they're going to be talking about addressing impacts and implementing solutions, okay? I have a panel there. These are great opportunities to talk one-on-one with these folks about any of these issues. It's conversational. They're really great. I've been to many of them. I love them. 4 until 7, the barbecue information booths. And the barbecue, rather, the information booth, and a performance by ND22 at the Mandarie Powwow Grounds in the Powwow Circle. And then they do the awards celebration at 7 o'clock. The barbecue is free. Every booth, most of the folks, they're handing out free things. From Frisbee and fun things for the kids and beach toys to, you know, pens and trinkets and a lot of really fun things, okay? In Stanley on the 21st, everything's pretty much the same time-wise, just a little bit different, 2:30 to 4:30. That'll be at the Montreal County Fair Building in Stanley. Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, and the same panel, Justin Kringsted, North Dakota Pipeline Authority, will be there. 4 to 7, the barbecue, the education tables, and the line performance by Tin Star in the Montreal County Fair Building. Okay, and then they wrap up at 7 o'clock. All events are free. They are encouraging you to bring a non-perishable food item to help the Lions Club collect more inventory for the Montreal County Food Pantry in Stanley. And so that's a nice little feature there as well. But these are free. Don't bring your wallet. You don't need it. Nick and Moorhead, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Hello? Hi, Nick. Are you there?
Yes, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good, Scott. Scott, I wanted to mention the Kurds in Iraq, and now the ISS, or what the Kurds call it, Daesh, is in the heart of Iraq. Their headquarters are in Mosul, and they have a broad, wide network of social networking, and they're brainwashing a lot of idiots, or I would call them losers, that are performing acts of terror on innocent folks. The Obama administration, instead of arming the Kurds to fight these barbarian cowards, they're still giving weapons directly to the Iraqi government. Now, France, Germany, Italy, a lot of other countries are supplying the Kurds directly to fight these barbarians. And yet, we're still supplying the Iraqi government, which Iraqi government left billions of dollars in United States weapons and machinery in the hands of this terrorist group. So it's mind-boggling why we're not supplying the Kurds, and the Kurds are the only ones that really, and they have been the only ones that have been doing the groundwork on fighting these cowards. So it's just a little frustrating that we know what to take care of these cowards, and yet we're not doing it.
So let me just make sure I understand. You're talking about in Iraq, there are groups of these terror fighters who are training the downtrodden, people that are vulnerable, whatever. They recruit them in, they are, succumbing to this. Oh, okay, this is I'll do this then. And all of a sudden they're brainwashed, and they go out and do the action. And you're saying we're not fighting that, we're looking the other way in Iraq? We have troops in Iraq. No.
We've sent troops recently to Iraq, Scott. The Kurds have been the ones that are this war over in the Middle East. And now the Obama administration is asking the Kurds to retake the city of Mosul, which Alexander the Great had problems taking the city back in centuries ago. So, and yet we're supplying the Iraqi government with the weaponry, where the Kurds are doing the fighting on the ground. Now, this terrorist group headquarters are in Mosul. Their networking is in Mosul. And yet we're still supplying the Iraqi government, which we know is a corrupt government.
Yeah, but not supplying the Kurds that we're asking to help take back Mosul.
The Kurds are the only ones that have been our ally time and time again. Yeah. They've never let us down. They've always stood on our side. And during the Iraqi liberation, not a single American life was lost on the Kurdish soil.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Kurdish people, too, long victims of this radical Islamic terrorism going back how long? You know,
They have been. The religion of Islam was forced upon Kurds many, many centuries ago. And yet the Kurdish people are the most resilient people in the region. And the governments are afraid of them. The Arabs are afraid of them. The Turks are afraid of them. The Persians are afraid of them. And yet 44 million people without a country, without a land of their own. And yet they're fighting this terrorist group with whatever small arm they can.
It's unbelievably frustrating.
We're sitting here, supplying the wrong folks with arms that could potentially be used against us again.
Yeah, watch that from the sidelines and try and not be frustrated. You're absolutely right. I mean, in this idea of incrementally sort of saying, well, we really want to try and keep a small footprint, so we'll send 200 troops here and, 50 there and try and piecemeal this thing and act as though you're fighting this while all of this is happening is unforgivable, just really frustrating. It's a good point, Nick. Very good point. Appreciate you sharing that. Would you like some Moondance Jam tickets? Some fair tickets? Can we get you a little family entertainment for sharing your thoughts today? It's a good call.
I appreciate it, Scott. I'm a small business owner in Moorhead, and I'm going through that construction right now. And actually, you're one of my customers, Scott. And I just wanted to say to all my customers, I appreciate the business over the years. Moorhead's a great city. We're going through some construction right now. But please, don't let that stop you.
Is right there or anywhere. Hang on, Nick. We'll get your info and get you over some fair tickets there. Good call. Construction zones never seem to be planned for the businesses in that area, do they? In any
we want to know what's here on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuser of Marion. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted frequently for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are usually first found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphid is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants in the field. Scout fields from late vegetative to the late R5 growth stage, and don't forget to keep spider mites in mind when scouting. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a take mix application of glyphosate and an insecticide if soybean aphids are not at economic thresholds. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Maybe we need to outlaw trucks now. Are the Democrats going to be consistent, he's saying. Texter says, let's discuss what stopped the madman. A gun. Sure it did.
Like that one.
He was ultimately shot. Another texter, well, Scott, the Republican establishment has once again used conservative as a doormat. Numerous amendments of the Rules Committee that would have taken power away from the RNC and given it to our local representatives were voted down. As conservatives, do we vote our principles or our interests? It would be in our interest to vote for Trump so Hillary doesn't win. What does it say about us if we have to violate our principles to make that vote? Yeah, that's a decision everyone needs to make. But in my mind, if you're saying, what are my principles, and they have anything in the, you know, universe, the same zip code as a conservative, a Republican, pick an issue. Important to you. Zero in on it. For me, it was the Supreme Court. Because I believe no matter what Congress does, no matter what a president does, if the Supreme Court can undo it, i.e. John Roberts and Obamacare, or any of the horrific things that a Supreme Court can and has done, just imagine what's happening here when this balance tips. And you see who Trump said he would appoint, who he'd pick from. And compare that to her. You look long and hard at your principles if you say, sorry, I'm mad about this or that about Trump myself. What do you think of Mike Pence as a pick? If media reports are accurate, it's going to be Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, for vice president for Donald Trump. Be announced tomorrow, a couple days of campaigning, and then the convention in Cleveland. What do you think? Good pick? Or maybe you... have a little inkling like I do that maybe it isn't going to be Pence. It'll be a surprise. You know, he could be announcing his cabinet, and Newt and Pence and some of these other people could be cabinet members, and his VP candidate is somebody completely different. I don't know. Or maybe they're just leaking like a sieve, and we know who it is. What do you think? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline's 800-228-0550. I'll go back to the phones in a moment after I tell you about the best pillow on the planet Earth. I talked very early in many programs about MyPillow because they're one of our biggest sponsors. They're a fine sponsor, and they treat our listeners right by giving them better health through better sleep. The most important thing to your sleep is your health. Now, the vast majority of you listening to this program have heard me talk about MyPillow before. Care about your health, care about your sleep, but have decided I'm fine, I'm okay. But I want you to really think about restless nights waking up with a kink in your neck, how it throws your day off, or the middle of the night, or tossing and turning, or whatever, and thinking, what if I had better sleep? How many more years would I live? How many more moments would I have with my grandkids? How many, I'm going to do this. Make today the day you do it. Michael said, you know, when I purchased my pillow, Scott, the first night I had, my neck had been hurting, and, you know, the first night it got a little better. Had great success the next following nights. Had a bad case of TMJ. My jaw would click and pop really bad. Now that I've slept on my pillow, it's literally a miracle. I can sleep. Shauna said, hey, I'm a believer. You made me a believer. A lot of health benefits here, too. And we have the 4-for-1 deal where you get $160 in savings. You get two classic pillows and two travel pillows for less than $100. That's a savings of $160. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you that deal. Or call 800-506-9028. Chris, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm out. I'm sorry, man. Look, I've been listening to talk radio, just tuning around this morning, and thank you for doing your job and talking about what happened last night in France. But there's some people out there actually with radio shows that are saying that we don't want to talk about it. We want to bury our heads in the sand. And I'm outraged. These talk radio people, y'all, you're doing your job. But I'm saying we're at crossroads, man. I'm worried about my kids. I'm worried. We got to do this. Is this time to take action? This is common sense. We got to start watching these Muslims, watching the mosques like we used to. We got to do something. We can't just let this stuff sit out there, and the political correctness stuff. It's like I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm glad you're frustrated, honestly, because I think it's the best way to get to action. I'm surprised that you're finding as you're spinning the dial, some people they don't want to talk about. What were the reasoning for not wanting to talk about it be? Is this bad news or something, or what?
And one guy was just like, well, it's just not, it's not going to do any good, and something that doesn't affect, you know, that happens to 0.0005%. I mean, they literally were saying that. And they, of course, all of his co-hosts were agreeing with him because they work for him. But it's just disgusting. And this is the same kind of stuff that happened in history. You just look in history and see that this is the type of mindset that is suicidal to a culture. This must not do anything about it. You know, I'm scared. I'm scared.
No, that's why I think everybody needs to, Chris. Everybody needs to put themselves, at an event of some kind, right? You go to a shop, or you go to a dance at the club, or you go to a fireworks celebration, and you in my mind have every right to expect that to be a peaceful event and not a slaughter of innocent people, you know? And there's nothing that justifies this. These monsters are not just attacking human beings, as in the 50 people who died, the 84 people who died, or the 50 people that are injured. They're attacking humanity. They're attacking us. They're attacking the West.
Their religion says things that other religions don't say in their book, period. So you got to keep an eye on them. It's just common sense. It's like, okay, you want to be in this country, you want to have your religion in this country, well, sorry, we're going to keep an eye on you. If you don't like it, too bad. But you're not going to kill my kids. And it's just get to that point, man, where it's like, and I listened to another show where he was saying that, you know, you look on Facebook, you don't see people, you know, putting the French flag up. It's like people are getting used to it. And that's bad. People are getting used to it. They're not like, they're not as outraged. Well, I don't sense a tone in the news this morning that's very alarmist as much. It's like we are getting used to it.
Let me read to you from some of the reports about what happened last night. The killer, a 31-year-old French Tunisian, mounted the pavements at high speeds, plowed through crowds celebrating Bastille Day. One eyewitness filmed armed officers approaching the cab of the truck, firing repeatedly through its windscreen and doors before it appears, before he was heard screaming after being hit by police. The shootout came after his 30-minute rampage, were aimed at crowds watching fireworks and sent bodies flying like bowling pins, left others jammed under the wheels. Heartbroken men and women refusing to leave the bodies of their loved ones and the dead remain strewn across the famous promenade. At least 10 of the victims were children, with young girls and boys lying dead covered in blankets with their dolls and buggies still next to them. Footage taken at the time of the attack shows bodies piled up in the roads, people running for their lives as they tried to avoid the zigzagging truck while paramedics treated the injured and the dying in the street. The truck driver, known to police, said to have shouted, "Allah Akbar, God is great" in Arabic before being killed in a clear suicide mission. Pro-ISIS groups celebrating the attack and putting all kinds of pictures up on all their social media, jumping up and down and mocking the fact that this was France's most important national holiday. A huge cache of guns, grenades, and larger weapons, and the terrorist identity papers were later found in the truck. It's just unfathomable. 100 people forced to dive into the sea as panic ensued and holiday crowds desperately ran for their lives.
It's right there in your face. And
it is.
The government, our government, is not doing anything about the problem. And Obama is obviously a Muslim. Duh. Go figure. Okay, he's probably, or at least he sympathizes with the whole situation. He's not doing anything about it. Look at Orlando. So it's like, okay, if our government's not going to do anything about it, then there's got to be something that individuals like me, little me, can do.
What is that? What is that? Chris, I appreciate your call and your passion on this. What can we do as individuals if the government does it? I think just what you're doing, speak out. I think elect a new president. Take the country back, seat by seat. Tommy, Grand Forks, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Good morning, Hanel. Back to who Trump should pick. I really hope he would pick Condoleezza Rice. And then second, I was wondering if you're going to do any live interviews from the convention next week with North Dakotans going there.
Yeah, we are. I won't be there. I wrestled with going there, but the Cook Fest is happening next week, and that's an event we love covering that is local. So we're going to do both. But we have Gary Amoneth, who will be on the ground in Cleveland and giving us regular reports, and then we're going to focus on the North Dakotans who are there. Just talk to my friend Tom Campbell. He's an alternate delegate. Doug Burgum is going now as a delegate, the gubernatorial candidate. We have Governor Dalrymple Monday as well, who is a delegate, obviously. So lots to cover. Condi Rice, I don't know, Tommy. I have not heard her name anywhere. I like Condi Rice as far as the credentials in the war on terror and national security. She's rock solid. She got some issues on the social side that wouldn't bode well with conservatives, but I don't think it's going to be her because you just not heard her name anywhere, even being vetted or anything.
I haven't heard her either.
Good call, Tommy. Thank you. Steve in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Steve, turn down your radio there and go for it.
Yeah, I just I was just going to say that on the mosque around the U.S. are monitored by the radical Muslims in these extreme places. That teach jihad. So you got 80% of these mosques that are monitored. And Obama...
Who's monitoring them? You're saying we are monitoring them?
No, the radical Islamics that are in key places that are doing all these bombings.
They're monitoring them to feed the network, basically?
Yeah, yes.
And I know this is, New York City and other places this has been done before, but to me, that's something that our intelligence sources should be doing as well when they're using them to plan attacks. Good point, Steve.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I kind of think the vice presidential pick has a good chance of being from a minority group. There's just that nagging suspicion in the back of my mind that that's what's going to happen, and I think it would be good. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, what do I think about VP? I think they're both good, Ben Gingrich and Pence. I think they could do a good job if allowed to, just like if our president would be allowed to. But I think there's better choices from the standpoint of getting it done and making sure he's elected. Somebody like Condoleezza Rice. And so based on that, I kind of hope you're right that he's just kind of showing us his cabinet. Thanks.
Love your viewpoints, ladies and gentlemen. That's what What's On Your Mind is all about right here on the radio. A week from today, Todd and I will be at the North Dakota State Fair in Minot. Looking forward to that. Todd, you fired up?
Two weeks from today over there.
Did I say a week from today? I'm sorry. Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. Fair starts a week from today.
Next week we have Cook Fest and all the things going on for the North Dakota Oil Can Program. By the way, our friends at Choice Financial making that special broadcast possible. And Crestwood Connections for America's Energy, too. The folks at Choice Financial love giving back to their communities. They do that everywhere all across North Dakota. They're newer to western North Dakota. Folks in Bismarck and places, West Dickens and South Hart, have seen them, of course, move out of the communities in the recent years. But they've been around now 100-plus years. That's right. All throughout North Dakota. And they put people first. That's what they do every day. The stories are incredible. All of their employees... taking care of folks in their communities. Lots of great examples and stories of that at choicefinancialgroup.com/peoplefirst. We'll be telling you about some of those next week. And they're North Dakota's number one ag lender, too. Choice Financial bringing you our broadcast from Cookfest, Tuesday, Mandaree, Wednesday, the Fishing Derby down at Newtown and the Fort Bears Marina, and Thursday in Stanley. So a lot of great things happening next week. Should be a lot of fun. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them online. As soon as you go there, there's a little pop-up comes up and says, tell your elected leaders you support the lignite industry in North Dakota. Great idea to do that. Just a little simple thing like that could help you prevent a 60% increase in your power bill. I'm not kidding you. That's what some of the estimates talk about. I was up chatting with the folks from the Northern Electric Cooperative up in Antler the other night at the Farm Bureau event, and sure enough, talking about 40 to 60% increases in power, and the cost of everything goes up. Power you can depend on, reliable, affordable energy, very necessary and very much in peril under the Clean Power Plan. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Don't forget, we have some free fair passes today. State Fair, as Todd mentioned, starts next Friday. We'll be there 2 weeks from today. Also, the Red River Valley Fair is on. Scotty McCreary was out there last night. And with Blind Joe, our buddy Blind Joe, which is kind of cool. And they have some fun planned this weekend. The big Bison Pride Day is tomorrow, where you wear some bison gear and you get in free. So that's not a bad way to go. And I love the, they have the animals. They have the, you know, it's the folks from the Farm Bureau put this on. And they do a really neat thing where you go and do... this Ag Information Center, and you learn all kinds of things about agriculture. Because, you know, a lot of people think, you know, where does beef come from? The grocery store. No, doesn't work that way. And you can get up close to the animals and stuff, too, so it's kind of cool. Check it out, Red River Valley Fair. And then what else do we have tickets for? Oh, we have tickets for the Moon Dance Jam as well. So we already have one winner. We're looking for another one yet to go with your choice of what you'd like there in the way of... fair passes, and so it's kind of cool. That's nice. Todd is excited to see Loverboy because he's a big Loverboy fan.
Wait, that was you that sold those tickets back in school.
I actually like Loverboy, Chicago, Boston, Rick Springfield, and a lot of good ones. If you want discounted tickets, you can get them at AM1100TheFlank.com or just be the call of the next hour. Back to the phones. Chris and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dropping across this beautiful state here. Listen to a lot of the callers calling in saying, you know, we need to do more and more against these attacks on foreign countries to help stop the Muslim UN. And what I wish I heard more of is our leaders working to put more pressure on these Middle Eastern countries to work with their people to solve these issues and to work with their people to do this instead of throwing our youth in harm's way, send them over to die in this foreign land fighting a war that we don't believe in. It's just another Vietnam. I don't think it's something that we can win by throwing our children at it. I think it has to come from within their country and whether or not they want to defeat it.
That's the way you think when you drive across the great state of North Dakota, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It's a beautiful place there.
I hate to lose it, and I hate to see our children thrown over there to die.
I mean, if you're president for a day, what's the most important thing that ends this insanity? I don't see how you do it without committing troops who, by the way, don't say, hey, I don't want to go.
I'm not saying to not do it, but I'm saying it shouldn't be looked at it as our responsibility to solve the problem.
I think it's always going to be our responsibility to defend freedom. No different than it was in World War II. We're the greatest country on the face of the earth. Chris, I appreciate the thought. By the way, Donald Trump just announced Mike Pence is the guy. It's official. Mike Pence is the vice presidential selection. More on that when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me at 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.